Listen, I always like it when guys call their shot, and Mike did it. The man who handles the barbecue here, pitmaster, if you will. I said, you know, ribs are tough for me to handle when I'm on the air because, you know, they're so messy and everything that I don't know that I can do the ribs on the barbecue. Maybe I'll stick the other things. He's like, you'll take a fork, you'll pull the meat off. It's so tender, it falls off the bone. Fact. Fact. Mission accomplished. Nice job, Mike. It's still going to involve some. There it is. That's a good program. When the notepad has barbecue sauce over on the right, stained notepad, we've had a good day. It is always a good day when we come to Worth Harley-Davidson North. It can be a great day for you, the Harley-Davidson of your dreams, just sitting here waiting for you. Moonlight Madness is in effect. We'd love to see you while we're here in the day. But if you are a regular listener to the program and you're working and you can't get over here, totally get it. Totally get it. When you do get off work, come on by. They're going to be open late tonight. Plus, it's men's night tonight. You can get a great evening together with the guys and come over here. Beer, blackjack, craps, roulette, music, raffles, Hooters Wings. They're going to debut the new Worth Girls lineup. The ladies will be here. And, of course, tournament basketball will be on the big screen. They'll have the fire pits going. It is going to be a great, great night here at Worth Harley-Davidson North. With the best selection of Harleys in the Midwest is right here, right now. New or pre-owned, you can get them here. Nobody has a better lineup than the folks here at Worth Harley-Davidson North, and it is a great time. By the way, every $100 you spend on Harley-Davidson merchandise and or aftermarket accessories in the clothes and parts departments, you can get one free throw shot at their hoop outside. If you make it, you get a $25 gift card. So if you need parts, you need a new jacket, you need boots, whatever it is, now's the time to stock up. You'll be knocking down some free throws and be putting some money in your pocket. And if you buy a new or pre-owned Harley, you qualify for three different shots. One for the free throw for $25. Two shots. Second shot is for a three-pointer for $50. And then a half-court shot for $200. Plus, you can register to win the half-court shot, where if you hit it, you get a brand-new 17 Harley-Davidson CVO breakout. It's all going on here. Moonlight Madness is in effect. If you got a title, they'll trade for it. Put it into the deal. On-site lending as well for Moonlight Madness here at Worth Harley-Davidson North. Let's talk about the Duke Blue Devils. Brett Jensen joins us. You hear him regularly on our two-minute drill from Fox Sports Charlotte. He's on our Sprint guest line. Brent, how are you?
Just fine. I tell you what, it's talking about all that food in the city. It reminds me of my old radio days here in Charlotte where you leave and you got sauce all over the microphone and it's just everywhere. It's on the dump button. You're bringing back some fond memories.
Well, and let me tell you something. It is also, it's my headset. It's my own headset, so I can spit barbecue sauce all over it, and nobody can get mad at me. So trust me, it will be a disaster when I leave, when it's all said and done. I will tell you that. Curtis Siebold has gone and gotten extra napkins because he's going to do some damage. You've never seen the big man with ribs. It's a sight not seen very often because of how quick they go away. You know, it's kind of like catching a glimpse of Bigfoot. The ribs are there, then they're gone. You're like, what happened? Curtis handled them. All right, Brett, let's talk about Duke. They're the odds-on favorite. I get it. I like their talent, nice blend of talent, and experience. Not a whole lot of experience when you talk about their starting five because they're rocking the Gary Trent Jr., a freshman or sophomore?
He's a freshman.
Freshman, all right. So rocking four freshmen in Grayson Allen in that starting lineup. I get why they're the favorite. I don't have any problem with them being the favorite, but they're not like an unbeatable favorite in my mind. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no, but I think it depends on who you're talking about they're going up against. The reason I think that they're an 11-point favorite over Syracuse is because Syracuse has a hard time scoring. I mean, you look at what they've done the last three games since they've been in the NCAA tournament. They haven't, you know, they've gone 60, 57, and 55. You're not beating Duke by scoring 60 points. I mean, you're just not. And they're going to have to score, and they're going to probably have to score in the 70s to beat Duke. And that's the thing. And so I know Syracuse has struggled offensively most of the year. Their defense, their defense is always good. Like that's what they are, and when they get in, they always do damage because people don't know how to handle that Jim Boeheim zone defense. But he's going against the one guy who does, who stole his defense from all those years spending the Olympics together, and he's incorporated. You know, Mike Krzyzewski went 35 years, never put in a zone defense, spent a couple of Olympics with Jim Boeheim, and now that's all he's running is his zone defense 85% of the time. And so, you know, that's – so you've got the one guy who knows that defense inside and out. And so that's why I think the odds makers are leaning a heavy 11 points on Duke. Does that make any sense to you?
100%. I agree with you. I'm going up to Omaha to watch my Orange play against Duke. I have zero expectations that we're going to win. I had about a 10%, 15% expectation that we'd win against Michigan State, but I don't think we have any shot in this game. Although I will take one exception to what you said in how you broke it down. The one thing I might disagree with is you said you're not winning if you score 60. But had they scored 61 against Duke, they would have, because they lost 60-44. So from the but other than that, I have no I agree one wholeheartedly. I think Duke is an awful matchup for Syracuse for all those reasons. I think Boeheim and Coach K know each other so well, know their philosophies and their principles, that it pretty much comes down to who's got the better talent, which is usually Duke. And so I'm usually going to like Duke. I think that's why Duke really does. That's why Coach K owns Jim Boeheim. I mean, they're two open playbooks, and so who's got the better Jimmys and Joes? That's generally Duke. And so I'm not real interested. I'll be honest with you. From a radio standpoint, I'll be very interested tomorrow night with a couple of Coronas in me watching that game. But right now I'm most interested in the other side of it, Kansas and Duke. So we both think Duke's going to get there. I think Kansas is going to get there against Clemson. I love that people are getting excited about Clemson, because I think it's going to make it that much easier for Kansas to get by. I don't think Kansas is necessarily the best matchup for Duke. I know they're going to play that zone because they don't want to have to chase around, and it's probably a good strategy. Wendell Carter or Marvin Bagley trying to chase around LeGerald Vick or Svi Mykhailiuk is not a good look. It's not a good option. There gets to be some problems. The flip side is down on the blocks, KU's going to have its issues. But isn't a veteran team with perimeter, great perimeter players that have some slashing ability, that doesn't scare – I mean, we talk about – and Duke has scared the Kansas people all along. They're all Syracuse fans. They because they hammered Syracuse earlier, they really want Syracuse to do the lifting, get Duke out of the way, and they'll be very, very confident against Syracuse, and they should be. But I actually think on the flip side, if they get Duke, they shouldn't be as panicked as I think some people might be. And I think Duke got to be worried about Kansas. Do you agree?
Yeah, and that's the thing. The teams that have given Duke issues this year were heavy laden with experience in the backcourt. And, you know, I mean, we all know, remember, going back early November, they had no business beating Michigan State and a few other teams. And they struggled against teams like North Carolina, who had the experienced backcourt. And that's what they've struggled against all years, teams like that. And so, yeah, I don't think it would be any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it's almost maybe, it might even be a pick 'em game between Duke and Kansas. I think that's how closely they are in talent. And also, you know, and then the coaching, both coaches are obviously Hall of Fame coaches. So, yeah, I could totally, I don't think that's a bad matchup. But I will say this about Clemson, and correct me if I'm wrong, didn't I hear you say that you guys got Brad Brunell coming on a little bit?
Have who?
Oh, I thought I heard Brad Brunell.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you have. Brad Brownell, yes. Yeah. The Clemson, so we're going to play his press
Brad
conference coming
great,
up.
Yeah, Brad is a great guy. Clemson is about an hour and 30 minutes from Charlotte, hour and 45 from Charlotte. And he's a great guy. And, you know, most people don't know this about Brad, real quick, was that after his first year at Clemson, he was offered the Tennessee job, turned it down, struggled for four straight years, was almost fired at the end of last year because he's been so disappointing, and now he's in the Sweet 16. And I will tell you this, you'll enjoy talking to him. He's like the nicest guy.
Well, is he – should he have been fired? Because he seemed to be – I mean, I get it, not now because of how well he's done, but his record didn't look that much different than his predecessor, who basically got forced out and headed to basketball purgatory, DePaul.
Yep. Yeah, and I was covering Clemson at the time when Oliver Purnell was there and when Brad got hired. And so, you're right. The difference was at least Oliver Purnell was getting to the NCAA tournament and Brad wasn't. And, you know, that was the problem. You know, Clemson, when he was there, Oliver Purnell, you know, he even got to the finals of the NCAA tournament. But the thing about Clemson is he has done such a much better job in recruiting, and it's taken him a while. And the best way I could put this is Clemson is to basketball, has always been historically. Clemson to basketball is not quite as bad as Kansas to football, but it's pretty close. I mean, it is like they make the NCAA tournament once every, you know, 7 years, 8 years. I mean, that's what they do. And I think it was the first time they've been to the Sweet 16 since 97, if I'm not mistaken. So it is, you know, Clemson is – they don't have high expectations. Yes, they want to win in basketball like everyone does in all the sports, but it's not like they, you know, three seasons you haven't won, you're fired. Not at Clemson anyway.
He did so it. He went,
I'm glad,
he went
I'm
there.
They stuck with him cause, I'm glad they stuck with him because he seems to have turned the corner.
He did it. He went there. Brett Jensen from Fox Sports Charlotte. You know, around here, if we want to make fun of football, we make fun of Kansas. In Charlotte, if they want to make fun of football, they make fun of Kansas. Is it Kentucky?
Well, no,
you know, closer?
I just try to make it, you know, where you guys can get a point of reference. Because if I drop a team name around here, no one will know the difference. But, you know, I'm trying to make it back in your backyard. But, you
yeah, know. Yeah. You know, Kentucky. Kentucky is the football. Vanderbilt is the football.
There you go. Well, Kentucky, yes, Kentucky. But
yeah.
You know, I'm not sure how many of your fans know about Kentucky football.
They've had more recent success. There's no doubt. All right. So, who do you like in the Clemson Kansas? Do you agree with me? I think the spread is accurate, and I expect Kansas to cover it when it's all said and done. I love how guys like, and we love Myron Metcalf. He's got Clemson as the number three team in their reseed. That's great. But am I the only one? I know they played well for two games. And they handled Auburn, but they lost four out of six coming down the stretch. Why does that just suddenly fade away?
Yeah, you know, they did. They struggled early, I mean, struggled down the stretch, although they were really strong early and for the first half of the ACC. I mean, you know, they did at when it's all said and done, you know, they finished in the top four of the ACC, and, you know, they got those double byes. They finished two spots ahead of North Carolina, actually. So, look, I think Clemson's going to play better than you anticipate. And it's just one of those fluke years where Clemson's actually really good, pretty good. I mean, they're a top 15 program. I mean, they've been there much of the second half of the season. So I think it's going to be a much closer or better game than maybe you anticipate. Now, granted, the fact that, you know, I mean, Omaha is just 2 hours up the road from where you sit. I mean, that will help, surely, you know, in terms of home court advantage, because it'll be probably 95% Jayhawk fans. But in that arena. But yeah, it's I think it's going to be Clemson's a good team. It wouldn't surprise me if they actually covered. Like, that wouldn't surprise me at all if they actually covered the spread. But at the same point, I mean, it's Clemson, they've never been there. Kansas is there every single year. And I mean, I know I'm hedging my bets, but I could also see Kansas winning by 15, 20 points.
All right. If we get KU Duke, what is the common theme of how teams beat Duke?
Basically it's shutting down their perimeter. If you hold Grayson Allen in check and their guards in check, Gary Trent Jr., who's all of a sudden out of nowhere found a three-point stroke, then Kansas can win. And I don't think – I mean, that's exactly what North Carolina's done and the other teams. Every time Duke loses, it's because they struggle from the outside. Bagley's generally going to get his. I mean, that's what he's going to. And it doesn't really matter what you do. But if you slow down or you know, clamp down on the outside shooting and they struggle, Duke has very little chance of winning against anybody when they struggle from the outside.
We're talking right now to Brett Jensen. Brett, I got to get to our Final Four. It's brought to you by the Kansas Lottery. Right now, callers 8 and 10 will hook up Lucky for Life ticket, and are all Lucky for Life tickets into your PlayOn account to receive double points during the entire month of March. For more information, visit kslottery.com. Four quickies for you. I'll start you with this. How many of your Final Fours you got left?
Two.
Good for you. That's how many I've got. Better Pro.
I've got Villanova and Duke still left on that side.
Better Pro. Grayson Allen or Devontae Graham?
Oh, Devontae Graham.
Devontae Graham. Okay. Okay. Like that. What's your favorite type of barbecue?
Carolina barbecue. Eastern North Carolina barbecue.
Shut up.
It is. I mean, you got to remember, barbecue was invented here.
No.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. It was actually invented in Charleston, South Carolina. It was exactly
whatever.
Where it was invented.
Whatever. Well, that's great. You know what? There's still not any good at it.
North Carolina has three different types. Carolinas have three different types of barbecue, just for the record.
Really? Yeah, because I'm not a fan of the soaked in vinegar kind.
The vinegar is Eastern North Carolina. The barbecue sauce, the red barbecue sauce, that's Western North Carolina. And South Carolina barbecue is the mustard-based sauce.
Yeah, that's crap, too. Barbecue, where it's done is here in Kansas City. That's where it happens. Finally, I love the Carolina folks and their barbecue talk. I love it. It's great. I used to bust Roy's stones about that as well. All right. Who wins the Midwest region?
Is that the Duke region?
Kansas, Clemson, yeah. Duke, yeah. and Syracuse.
Yeah. I got Duke.
Okay. All right. There it is. He's got the Blue Devils. Brett, great stuff as always, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks, bud.
You're the man. Brett Jensen from Fox Sports Charlotte does a great job covering all things around the region. We'll take a break. We are going to go to the press conferences as we are going to await the head coach of the Clemson Tigers as Brad Brownwell will be at the podium. That's coming up next. We're coming to you straight out of Moonlight Madness here at Worth Harley-Davidson North. On-site financing, the best selection of Harley-Davidsons, plus men's night tonight. The Worth girls will be debuted tonight. Yes, you can meet them, plus enjoy beer, blackjack, craps, roulette, music, raffles, Hooters wings, NCAA tournament basketball, and the best selection of Harley-Davidsons in the Midwest.